Super Tuesdays in the rearview mirror. Of course, Donald Trump says it's time to debate. Let's get it on. And I agree with that. The former president says it's time to step out on stage. Look, they're not going to let that happen. They, being the handlers of Joe Biden, are not going to allow a debate. And they'll find all sorts of excuses. Well, Donald Trump's just going to lie. He's going to say things that aren't true. And we can't be out there defending against lies. He's going to avoid debates first time in a generation or more. I don't think Richard Nixon debated in 1968, maybe. But the fact of the matter is, because Nixon had such a bad experience in 1960 with a debate, that he decided not to debate in 1968. I think that was the last time we didn't have presidential debates. We always have them. Changed the course of history in 1980, of course. Debates can make a difference. Debates can show the compare and contrast moment between Donald Trump and Joe Biden, which is exactly why Democrats will never let that happen. They're scared to death of it. Republicans know why. Democrats know why. Chip Roy, he knows why. Listen, here he is.
If I were somebody that was advising President Biden, I wouldn't want him out in full public view either. I certainly wouldn't want him to have to go head to head on the stage. Now, I was critical of former President Trump for not agreeing to debate Governor DeSantis or Governor Haley, for that matter. I think we should have had them on the stage. I think the American people deserve that. They certainly deserve it when you're down to the nominees for the two respective parties. So, of course, I think they should debate. He's the sitting president of the United States running against the former president of the United States, almost assuredly, unless something strange happens. And so they should debate in front of full view for the American people to see. I think you'll see President Trump energized as he was in 2016. I've had my differences of opinion, but this is a guy who knows what we need to do about securing the border. He knows what we need to do to get the economy going again. President Biden, on the other hand, I'm not even sure if he knows where he is. And I don't say that flippantly, Neil. It actually hurts. He is our president, even if I disagree with him violently. But he clearly is not all there, and most of the people around him, radical progressive Democrats, are propping him up.
No, he's not all there at all, and none of everybody knows it. Did he say sitting vice president, or is there an H in there? It's kind of slurred through there. Anyhow, like Bill Maher says, he shuffles around like a toddler with a full diaper.
Debate. What flavor should we have? Is that the debate? I like two scoops.
Good Lord. Democrats are hitting the panic button, make no mistake. I mean, why wouldn't they? They were certain. They thought with the Mar-a-Lago raid or the charges filed in Georgia or the case in Washington or the nonsense in New York, somewhere they were going to knock Donald Trump down and he wasn't going to get up. They thought that his campaign was going to implode. Newsflash. The supporters of Donald Trump, his base was never going anywhere. Not to Nikki Haley, not to Ron DeSantis, not anywhere. In 4 years, sure. But this year, no. Donald Trump getting the nomination has been a foregone conclusion for a year, whenever it is he announced his candidacy. His rehabilitation as a political figure has been going on for a year, and it's complete. His comments after the Supreme Court ruling, some of the best remarks I've heard from him, challenging Joe Biden to close the border, challenging Joe Biden to stop the weaponization of the DOJ and everything else in government. And so now the Democrats are in panic because Donald Trump has not imploded. And in fact, people are leaving Joe Biden, as you saw from Steve Kornacki just a short time ago in NBC News. The polling shows voters are leaving Joe Biden to go to Donald Trump. And like I've said, I've talked to a whole host of people that's exactly their mindset. They're like, you know, I don't like Donald Trump. I didn't vote for Donald Trump. I voted for Joe Biden. I thought I was going to get a moderate, somebody to bring the country together. What do you have? You have somebody that attacks MAGA. You have somebody that attacks half the country, insults and demeans half the country while his minions cheer him on, both in politics plus his minions in the newsrooms or alleged newsrooms of America and social media sites and everything else. They demean, they attack, they smear white rule rage. No, just disgust with the lack of leadership. It's not white rural rage. Because if it were, Donald Trump wouldn't be leading with the Hispanic vote by 6 points, that is, in the last polling, 46-40. Donald Trump has a commanding lead in Hispanic voters. The Democrat control of black voters, which is usually in the mid-90s, wouldn't have fallen to 81% in a poll I saw recently, but it has. Is that because of rural white rage? No. It's because of crappy policies that are hurting American families, no matter what color they are. That's what Democrats fail to understand. It's not about race. It's about having a chance to raise your family, to go to church, to see your kids graduate, to live in a safe neighborhood. Not with soft on crime policies, but a place where criminals are actually charged with crimes and they don't blame society. Well, you know, they had a tough upbringing. It was really rough what they went. I don't care. They just shot somebody on the street corner. They go to prison. Anyhow, more thoughts on that coming up. Grover Norquist, Larry Sharp in the next hour. If you want affordable geothermal, I've got an answer for you. And 100% money-back guarantee. A 100% money-back guarantee at WellConnect, a hybrid geothermal system making geothermal cool and affordable. It'll drop your energy use by 70% or more, which means you're going to save 70% or more on your bills. It's really remarkable. It uses the well water in your yard. It marries that system to your existing furnace and air conditioning system. You have a hybrid system. It's really remarkable, engineered. You have a state-of-the-art heat pump so that your house is heated during the winter by a state-of-the-art heat pump using well water. Yeah, using well water. And on only the coldest days of the year do you use propane or natural gas to kick your furnace on. Other than that, you don't use it. A 100% money-back guarantee for this system is now in place from WellConnect Geo. Go to WellConnectGeo.com and find out more. WellConnectGeo.com. Find out more from WellConnect. Do it now. I'll be back on the Steve Gruber Show.
Have you developed a complex medical issue or symptoms no one can figure out? It may be time to give the James Clinic a call. We're an integrative medicine clinic that works outside the box with a full spectrum of modalities to treat your issues. We are opening soon at 22nd and Van Dyke in Shelby Township with our partners, The Living Springs, with an entire wellness lounge at your disposal. Check us out today, jamesclinic.com, or give us a call, 636-751-9440.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're on a mission to help job providers and entrepreneurs succeed. When Michigan businesses can grow and thrive, so do our families, communities, and local economies. We're here to protect, to connect, and to strengthen. That means powerful advocacy from our top-ranked lobbying team, virtual and in-person events to make connections and support your learning and training needs, and proven product and services to help save you time and money. Join with us. We're stronger together.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.